So we're recording on audio as well.
Jeez.
Yeah. This time, y'all, one of y'all.
Started. Half an hour.
Yeah, we'll try to keep it half an hour.
Yeah.
You guys never keep it half an hour. I said before one time, we need to do 45 minutes. That's what people like to listen to the most. And what did we do the first time? 1 hour 30.
Is that our fault?
Yes.
I'm done with him. I don't even know what he's...
I told y'all. I tried to cut you off.
Lack of producing.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah,
lack of management.
The conversation was amazing. Like, why would I cut it off?
Then what are you talking about?
Why are you complaining then?
Who are you blaming?
Yeah, the clock is always big on the screen, so you guys can see it.
It is your responsibility.
I cannot have all responsibility. Don't do that.
Oh, so you don't want the older responsibility?
I'm monitoring.
But what?
No.
Y'all, do your job.
Y'all check the time.
We're the tastemaker.
Shut the fuck up.
Do your job.
That's what we're doing.
Shut the fuck up.
Do your job.
Shut the
I'm
fuck
making
up.
Taste.
Making taste.
I'm a tastemaker.
Did y'all see the Kevin Hart stand up on Netflix?
I did not.
I
do not know if I will.
Don't
but y'all
do
go
it.
Ahead.
Don't do it.
I think you maybe. I think it'll be interesting to watch it.
I want to see it
because I want to see what happens.
No, don't do it.
I think
I did the audience laugh. Hold on.
Yeah, of course the audience.
Because they get paid to do it. Yeah. They get paid to that.
They were his friends, probably.
Probably.
Because let's set this up.
How many people were there?
It was like 20, 30.
Oh, so this is
a small
one.
Small gathering of.
So, Kevin Hart dropped a stand up on Netflix. And the stand up was formed in such a way that it was a dream that happened at.
You already lost me.
Yeah. It was a dream. He dreamed that he was doing a stand-up show on in the basement of his house. So they made a club, a stand-up club in the basement of his house.
Already done.
And too much. People were sitting in like groups around there. The stand-up, I thought, meh, okay. It was okay. I don't think it was terrible. I don't think it was great either.
Okay.
Other people have very different thoughts, like Duncan.
Okay, so listen, Kevin Hart, I think his first ever stand-up. First ever stand-up.
Or don't hold
his
back.
Most popular stand-ups, yeah? The first two were actually very, very, very good. The second he became the Kevin Hart we know now, he's been lacking. Like, his jokes haven't hit like they hit before. Like,
I agree.
Like, it's different.
I'm not.
It's completely different. It's like he.
But it's like it's gotten worse.
He's gotten worse.
Every year it gets worse. So that's why I was very scared of this year. Like, oh, this is gonna be real bad.
No, this is going to be
really
very
down,
bad.
You've been coming
bad,
down
very
gradually.
Bad, very bad. Because he even mentions it in this stand up. He mentions, okay, so a lot of people have been asking me, why do I talk about my family so much? Because that's who I'm around. Okay, so I'm not saying don't talk about your family. I'm talking about make it funny.
Yo, you see this world we live in. You see how our artists can struggle. Yo, yeah. Make it funny.
That's it.
Wow. Figure it out.
You have one job. Your job is to entertain me.
Wow.
Choose a form that suits you, that entertains me.
No.
But is it all around bad, or is he just speaking to a different audience?
No,
that
believe me, it's all around bad.
I think it's
because
bad.
You can try and reach another audience and still fail at that.
I think that is it. I think he's trying.
Who's he trying to reach?
He's trying to reach the
families,
dads,
family,
the families,
family,
the
like
those like.
Bill Cosby comedy. Because no, we're not co-signing him at all.
It's kind
of
like
in terms of the The Cosby Show.
Huxtable. Still,
it's Seinfeld.
That type of comedy, there's still the person that executes that type of and makes those movements is funny, or the sounds that person makes are funny.
In this case,
Kevin Hart is not funny at all. Like.
What kind of jokes did he make?
His jokes don't hit like they used to hit.
He's trying to hit those kind of jokes. Like, oh, come on.
What kind of jokes did he make?
He made jokes, like one of the jokes was about when guys leave their wives with and kids home to go out and how girls do that. Like the difference between that. Like kind of similar stuff like he did in his very first stand up, like the difference between women and men, how they react to certain stuff. He did jokes about his son, how his son reacts to certain stuff and how his little girl reacts to stuff. Like it's all dad jokes. No, it was very bad.
The previous one was about his family.
He feels
as
very
well.
Strongly
was,
about this.
No, the previous one was about his family as well, right? And this was more like the very PG it wasn't even that. Because they're grown, they're older, and he's talking a lot more smack about them, but it's not even funny anymore.
Look.
Do you follow? Like it's awkward to look at. It's like he's trying to make it funny. He's trying to use his family and his kids as you know, a platform or topics to talk about. But I mean, it's not that funny anymore. And he's at this awkward intersection where you have to choose either you shit on your family or you choose to be, you know, what you are now.
No, I think you're wrong in that. I think you're wrong in that. He's not an intersection of anything at all. He just needs to make a choice. Do I live and go outside and see interesting shit and experience stories that I can talk about? Or do I stay at home and be like a grumpy old guy?
But even if you listen, Dave Chappelle has a family. Bill Burr has a family.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay home. Like, you can... I don't think that's an excuse.
Not at all.
I agree. If you're a good comedian, like you said,
I agree. So
you can design a joke. You don't have... You're not limited to talk about your family also if you're a family.
The problem with him is he's trying to do something that he's not. He, in this special, the one thing that he said over and over, and I think that's also the name, is that he doesn't give a fuck. He tried to make clear...
And then he definitely does give a fuck.
Exactly. His whole problem is not that his jokes are not necessarily unfunny. The performance is not funny.
No, the jokes are funny. The performance isn't funny at all.
Look, hold up.
Yeah.
If Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, or Chris Rock, or anybody else, Eddie Murphy, anybody else would do these same jokes, they would ring off more because the way they perform it, their body language, the stage, everything else.
It is how you say it.
No, but that is 100% it.
It is how you say it. Timing. It is how you say it.
He's making the same kind of jokes that Bill Burr is making.
Do we give him some lenience because it wasn't really like a crowd like you normally would have? Like he does arenas.
No, that's
your own choice.
That's his energy.
You don't get lenience for that. That's your choice.
No, it's not choice. Corona did, Jeff. Come on.
No, but you could also have just waited with the unless the want to say the contract
that
made
doesn't
him do
matter.
It.
That wouldn't matter. Just, that wouldn't just, matter. That wouldn't
no,
matter.
I don't know about that. Some feed off the crowd. Yeah. Some people feed off the
I get that. You can have that the first stand up. The second stand up, you can have that.
Damn,
but I mean the third one, fourth one, the fifth one. Like, listen.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
His fifth stand up, right?
Yeah, okay, but that goes against the point because he's been used to doing it all those times with a big crowd.
Exactly. No.
So now you're
small
crowd. If
that was his problem, listen, if that was his problem.
He hyped about it.
If that was his problem, you would see that in his, you know, progression or decline. But the crowd was not ever the
that's
issue.
What you're saying. He's been falling off.
He's been falling off.
Right.
Because he's trying to be something.
But my issue,
maybe this one was extra
but my
bad
issue
because
is,
of
no,
the,
no, but my issue is, He's not attacking the problems or the issues, the topics at hand. He cheated on his wife.
He talked about that on the last one.
He didn't really talk about it.
The
last one, of course. But I mean, I'm talking about this one. He really he touched upon it, but it's still relevant. Because
she's in the room. She is in the room.
Who gives? Listen, if you talk about it, talk about it.
Yeah, I don't think he has. No, I don't think I don't think he's built like that, honestly.
But that is the problem.
I don't think he's that type
of
person.
Don't
I really don't
that
think
is
he
the
has
problem.
That character.
Because he's trying to talk and he's trying to act and he's trying to do a stand-up as if he's built like that.
I don't think he's a rebel.
He said he doesn't give a fuck.
I think he's trying to be like the comedians that are because they're the best ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's not like that.
He's trying to be a Bill Burr. Well, he's not a Bill Burr.
He ain't do that. Bill Burr ain't apologizing to nobody.
No.
I can guarantee you that one right
now. If Bill Burr or Dave Chappelle gets a Grammy performance, like they need to host the Grammy and some shit comes out, they will not cancel the Grammys. They will go onto the Grammy stage and address it in front of everybody.
Say it again.
Yeah, and yeah, then yeah. Say it again. Yeah, yeah.
They don't care.
Kevin Hart is not built like the comedian he wants to be, and that hurts him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He feels some kind of way about the fact that he cannot do the same thing Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, and everybody before him did. He cannot make the same kind of jokes. He's way too PG. He put himself in that kind of space. At the beginning, he was kind
of
fine.
Is he also too one-dimensional? Is he too superficial?
Yes.
Because if you think about all these comedians you mentioned, these are all comedians that can also play dramatic roles.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. There's more of a range. And you see, also in the comedy, you see it.
You see it in the movies he chooses.
Mm-hmm. No, but even if you look in Bill Burr, there's more of a range in terms of depth.
Yeah.
And in terms of style, like he talks about, you know.
Bill Burr might seem like an angry white guy, but he's, you see in the.
It's far more complicated.
Exactly.
No, to be honest.
And Dave Chappelle also.
I don't think as a comedian, you don't need to have that per se, to be honest. Because if we look at. No, it helps, definitely. Because if I look at, rest in peace, Bernie Mac. He was good. He was very good at what he did because he sticked in to his lane. Like,
yeah, but that was his lane.
That was his lane.
Like But
But even
I don't
in,
know if, I don't think no, Kevin Hart has that lane.
Exactly.
So Kevin Hart is, what's he doing over there?
Kevin Hart is trying to get in a lane he's not in. That's the whole problem. It's not.
Well, his
the jokes
be
are
a lot
not
more
bad. The jokes are honestly, the jokes are not horrible. The performance and everything around. The same stories may be told in a slightly different way with different focus on different things would be hitting different with different comedians. I think generally his jokes are fine. He is the wrong he's the wrong guy to stand there and tell the jokes. He's trying to get in a completely different lane than he needs to be. He needs to be with the PG people that do all the comedy stand-up at the smaller shows and that do perfectly fine there. He's not made for the big arena.
I don't know.
He needs to maybe be a movie star.
I think I disagree. I think the problem is that he's trying to be too PG and too beef. He should go back to what he was doing.
He should definitely.
Why do people go away from the shit that made them, that got them where they were?
Money.
Music, films, everything that works that way.
Yeah.
It's like, money. Hey, I have this thing that's working perfectly fine and get me this far. Let me do something completely different now. What do you mean money? That doesn't make sense, money.
The second he signed that deal with Nike, he couldn't do that shit anymore. He couldn't do the shit he did in the beginning. He signed himself into way too many of these deals that hurt him if he goes back to the shit. And he's trying to go back. He's trying to do it in like a smart way or something, but it's not working because it's not authentic.
I don't know. I think comedy is also still one of those fields that's, it's kind of like hip hop where it's like, even though he has all the money, it bothers him.
Yes.
It bothers him. He can say, but I'm the richest. Yeah, but it bothers you. It bothers you when Dave Chappelle come out. He could just tell a story and people find more value in that than you with jokes you wrote.
There are two things that happened.
That would fuck me up.
There are two things that happened that really bothered him. The first thing is Dave Chappelle dropped that 20-minute Unforgiven story. It's not even a special. It's not barely jokes. Mm-hmm. But the thing was hilarious and insightful at the same time. He dropped that video talking about how... about several stories that happened to him in childhood where he got, like he calls, nigga moments.
I don't think he used that word, Jeff.
Or nigga lessons, sorry. He said that.
Look at his face. I think he did.
But in those lessons, he got... in those lessons, he got checked about him hurting somebody else's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's it basically in a nutshell. In the last story, he basically tells what happened to him in Comedy Central when he made the Chappelle show. That whole little special, that whole little video, thrown on Instagram. It was not posted anywhere else.
That's Instagram TV.
Instagram TV. Nobody uses that shit. But that shit was more of a talk than a whole 2-hour stand-up special. That's a problem.
By the supposed biggest comedian on earth. No, ain't no regular dude. You're supposed to be Kevin Hart.
So you're supposed to
did that bullshit with Ice Cube and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The second thing that hurt him was
in the movies.
Clubhouse. Not a lot of people know what Clubhouse is yet. So real quick, it's like an audio chat app.
Look at Jeff exclusive.
But on Clubhouse, some people open up a room and call the room, "Is Kevin Hart funny?" And he, with his hurt feelings, went into that chat and started talking to these people. Now,
I just find that to be, that's just stupid. That's
well, explain that, that for
is,
me though.
But that to me captures someone who does that is also not going to be funny.
Exactly.
Like that's what that tells me. If you're so, doing that, how are you, what kind of comedian does that?
A little explainer on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is like an audio app where people can make a room and they choose who can talk. The person who makes the room can choose who talks and everybody else is just listening and they can react with
emojis, what?
With emojis or something like that. We don't have access to that.
You still have to invite us.
The app, I don't have an invite. I'm not even.
You got the plug though.
I need to see if somebody has.
You definitely got the plug.
So the app is.
You have friends in Japan.
You actually do.
The app is invite based only right now. So you cannot get in.
So invite us.
I don't have the invite. Shut up.
You have the plug though.
So
what's he talking about?
The thing is, you can only talk when the owner of the room tells you to talk. And then Kevin Hart just went into a room where people were talking about him and discussing how he was not funny. And he was hurt. This man was hurt talking to these people. Like you said just now, somebody who does that cannot be funny.
I can't be. That just proved the point. You just proved the point to me. I'm sorry. Like, but to me, like, fam.
But those things already, those two things show you the disconnect between his stand-up and the way he acts. First, Dave Chappelle comes out and he's hurt. You can see it everywhere because he's trying to promote his thing and get people to watch. And then Dave Chappelle comes out with something he doesn't promote and that shit is a hit.
Of course. I mean, come on.
And that just hurts him. Then, off the heels of that, people on a random chat app, that is invite-based only. So the only people who are on it right now are Silicon Valley investors, some random people, and then rappers and Instagram influencers. So these are people that know shit and they're talking to people that are going to influence the rest of the world. And they are shitting on you.
Yes, not just anybody.
It's like Future and Young Thug and all these rappers in these chat apps, in these chat rooms talking. And then he gets heard about that. That is just I cannot imagine Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle, Eddie Murphy, or anybody else like that being that hurt about something like that.
They would be funny. They wouldn't even have this problem.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now. They wouldn't even have this problem.
So it's in his core. He's trying to be a tough guy, and that doesn't work. Not anymore.
I think the issue here is that he's not, there's no controversy around him anymore.
Wait, what do you mean?
You don't need controversy.
Yeah.
Maybe he does.
I get that. But I mean, he does though.
Elaborate.
I think his best stand-up ever was Laugh at My Pain.
Yeah.
That's the one where he mostly talks about his father.
Yeah.
That's the one with the stories about his dad getting beat up while he was a kid and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
That's the all right. That's from that one.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
Where are those classic moments?
Those memeable moments aren't there anymore.
Where'd they go?
He hasn't created, I don't know, ask his team.
I don't know. I'm curious with someone who's really like into the craft. Because I haven't watched it, but I wonder if...
No, because he's surrounded. Okay. Did you see the documentary?
Other comedians have also spoken out about this, right?
They have spoken out.
I'm curious to what people in the field, the craft, would be saying.
I've read before about other comedians talking about, not about this one specifically, but about
all this stuff. In general. Yeah. Because comedians have been saying he tried.
They basically have said kind of the same thing. He lost his edge. But none of them have... I don't think it's like nice to say why somebody has lost their edge. Like, because nobody mentions
The thing is, I think it's very difficult for you to criticize somebody when somebody is, number-wise, is doing a lot better, significantly better than you are.
Difficult at all.
No, it's difficult. It's difficult. Okay, if you're the biggest comedian out there, yeah? And this smaller comedian talks about you, but he's respected though. You looking like a chump though.
Me?
No. The smaller comedian who's respected though. You looking like a chump? No, you looking like a hater.
I think to people who are uninformed, I think if you're speaking to an audience that understands what you're talking about, you're just talking about the craft.
Yeah.
Because, okay, yeah, he's richer. So what? That doesn't mean he's a better comedian. It means he has more money.
No, get this then.
What you're saying. But yeah.
But the same idea can be applied with hip hop and rap. The older cats that were respected, that are respected, looked at this new wave of mumble rappers, let's call them mumble rappers, as this group of people or these people that, you know, aren't that lit. And the second you start saying that as an older cat, you look like a hater.
Yeah, but people always gonna, stupid people always gonna say stuff like that. I'm not talking about them.
Yeah.
Talking about people, you know, who have a, I think in general, like if a fucking, I think if Bill Burr or, well, Louis C.K. is not a very good example right now, but back when he was, you know, when that hadn't happened yet, I think if one of them said, like, yo, he ain't really doing what he's supposed to do, I think people would respect that. I don't think anyone would say, oh, but he has more money than you. Some stupid people would. But people who know comedy, he can say that. He definitely has the background and the clout to be able to say, he's allowed to say that. There's other comedians where I'm like, look, if Amy Schumer comes in and starts saying, yo, Kevin Hart ain't funny, fam, sit down.
But
if Chris Rock will come in and say, you know, and it's about how you say it. It's like, it looks like he sort of lost his edge. I don't know. Yeah, I thought his previous stuff was better. Yes, Chris Rock can say that. You can't say nothing about Chris. He can say that. That's stuck.
The weird thing
is, that's the kind of people I mean. I see what you're saying, but I mean, he is more the famous one, but you still have the classic.
Yeah,
there's legends.
I think the weird thing is that Dave Chappelle to this day is still saying that Kevin Hart is one of the funniest people he has met. So how?
But listen to that sentence though. Funniest people I've met. I'm sure he's funny when he's just when you're just with him. I could totally see that.
Yes.
He's actually the documentary. He's actually very funny in the documentary.
The documentary was great.
He was really funny. I was like, why don't you do this?
The documentary was very good.
Why was this not the stand-up?
But that's the he might be, the performance is just off. Maybe he's awkward on the stage, right?
Nah.
I think there's a lot more.
He was funny, and the people who write for him are also very funny.
Yeah.
The people, the Plastic Cup Boys, that's what they call
them. So, how do you explain
when
that?
He has that beef with his
trainer? Yeah, exactly. With his trainer. Yeah.
That's the energy you should bring to the stand up.
Exactly.
That should have been a stand up.
100%.
But it looks like he's
just
trying.
Just be a full on asshole.
But that's the thing. I think he's thinking about what he said. The Nike deal. He's thinking about the deal he just signed with Warner Brothers.
Like, he's talking about still being funny.
I don't think so.
He can't. It's possible.
Yeah.
If that is
your brand, 100%.
It doesn't seem like he can.
Just watch Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
Dave Chappelle has deals everywhere. He says whatever he wants. Netflix.
Yeah, but that is his brand. That is his brand.
Let's dive deeper into that.
Netflix put the Chappelle show out. He doesn't want it. He calls them.
Yeah.
To take it down, they take it down.
Exactly, but only Dave can do
that. That's someone who's taken seriously.
No, the reason why it's not only Dave can do that. The reason why Dave can do that is because he just does it.
No. Not a lot of comedians can do what Dave did.
If you start out your career in a certain way, if you move in a certain way, if you dip to Africa while your show is one of the hottest shows on TV, you can do that shit.
No, but he's respected. That's the thing. He's respected among his peers.
It's not only respected.
Nah, he's respected among his peers, and that's why he can do what he did.
He dipped to Africa, stayed away for a bunch of years, and he came back with... hella hot.
I think what he means more is
stand-up shows.
If other artists tell a company, I won't take the deal or whatever, they're bluffing. Mm-hmm. With Dave, you know he's not bluffing.
Exactly.
He would leave. You see what I'm saying? I think that's
okay.
The same thing with Bill Burr.
In addition to what you're saying, of course, he's Dave.
If Bill Burr tells you something like that, he will dip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. Yeah, there's certain people who are like that.
And he has never openly dipped in front of us, but... he probably gives off the energy to people in executive rooms.
He definitely has. He's definitely.
Yeah, he did.
He definitely had situations similar to where, you know, he got a lot of critique that his stuff was offensive.
Yeah.
And then the next stand-up, he just repeats it.
Mm-hmm. But that's the same thing Dave does.
And then it's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's exactly what Dave does.
But is that real?
Yeah, it is what Dave does.
Is it truly the same thing?
Is that real fuck you energy? It's like just... I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to give off this energy. And
and the problem there is, the issue there is the deals and companies are not willing to align with that type of,
Let's have that conversation, honestly.
They are aligned. They are willing to align.
Let's have that conversation, honestly, because what does the numbers then?
What?
What does the numbers then? Mm-hmm. That's what I get what you're saying, but I also don't get it. Because if I'm a company, it's like, okay, I want to sign with a comedian. Yes, I don't want to be assigned with some offensive shit. Mm-hmm. At the same time, though, that's what would make them a big and a good comedian.
Yes.
They tried to give Amy Schumer a podcast. Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah, but the thing is, no. Okay. I'll give you this. I'll explain it to you. I think the issue there is
Ben had a podcast.
I think the issue there is that it's
great one,
that Dave would be too volatile. Dave would be the person. He's very outspoken. He's very clear. He has a certain stance.
I 100% disagree.
And as a company, I understand that you do not want to align yourself with a person that could risk his career.
I disagree.
No, but they
and
have
your brand.
I disagree.
But they have though.
Look. No, I'm not saying no company would do that. But there are companies that have a certain image and wholesome, whatever.
Hold up. What? Every company right now wants Dave. Not every company will get him. No, not every company will get him because they cannot give him what he wants. Dave is not volatile at all.
I don't think he means Dave is not. I think he needs someone like Dave.
Yeah, but
Dave can do Dave because he actually is
Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
If you're some other person,
it won't
really work like that.
No, but you cannot do that from the start. That's also why Dave, in his little special, in the little video he put out, he tells like, I took the deal. He took the Comedy Central deal in the beginning because that's what you do as a young buck. When you get to a certain level, you can do certain stuff. So a level like Dave or Bill Burr is totally allowed. You can do all of that kind of stuff. But a person like that early on shows what they need to have. If you go into a deal, I think at least if you go into a deal and you show them you put on the table what you need and they don't want to give it to you and you walk away, you show them you cannot be fucked with.
No, I don't agree. Let me explain it here. Okay. Do we agree that Kevin, I think like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, was on this at the similar level where Dave is?
No.
No, I'm talking about just in the public eye. I'm not talking about amongst his peers.
Are you talking same level as Dave?
Same level
when the Chappelle
status.
When the Chappelle show happened or right now?
No, right now. Just right now.
He was definitely more.
He was more even, right? He was more. Okay, okay.
He's a pop star.
Yeah, he's a pop star. He's
I get what you're saying, but he's
even
a pop
past.
Star.
Yeah. Okay. So
he's with Dwayne in them.
Exactly.
Okay.
So get this.
In the commercial world, that's
in the commercial world.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Not in comedy.
So if we look at the brands, right? The brands. Kevin Hart was aligned with Nike, was aligned with, just named them all. He was aligned with all of them. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kevin is literally, at that point, he was loved by any and everybody. Okay?
That's the brand.
So the second.
His first mistake.
Yeah, but wait. But the second this Oscar debacle started, he lost a lot of endorsement deals. A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't go, like, that doesn't make sense what you're saying then.
And I still think that in this era,
it is the way he handled it is the fuck up. He could have gotten all those deals back if he handled it properly, like a comedian would. You're a comedian. Comedians need, they're not all the same.
No, but he doubled down.
He didn't double down.
He actually, like, okay.
He doubled down and then went back again.
Yes, which is even worse.
He did. He apologized eventually. He said, I'm not going to apologize. Then he apologized.
Which is stupid.
He did. You're looking at us. He did. Which is what, that was horrible.
I think he lost I think he lost more deals doing that than actually what he should. If he doubled down, he would have been fine, I think.
We all saw the documentary. If he doubled down, he would have lost a lot more. No, I mean, if he didn't apologize and then doubled down what he did, exactly what he did, he would have lost more.
Look,
I mean, it depends on what your goal down is. Is it just about the money or is it about something more? If it's just about the money, then I understand what you're saying. But then he should have just apologized immediately and shut up.
Yeah, no, but okay.
That's what he should have
done. The hilarious thing is, he already apologized before. The double down was saying, hey, I apologized before. Look at that. That's how I feel about it.
He's apologized multiple times for that. He said, yeah.
He should have just left it at that. That would be enough. If he wanted to give a I don't give a fuck vibe for the next few years, that would be enough. But he went overdrive. He went into, oh, I apologize this time and on Ellen and on this show and this show and that show.
Mm-hmm.
There he fucked up. Because if he didn't apologize again, he said, I apologized already before. I feel the same way. Look at that. He could have held on to deals and the recognition. And people...
No, I don't think he would have held on.
I think...
He would have held on to the deals. Really underestimated.
He would have gotten a few back, I think.
No, he wouldn't. Which ones? Not Nike.
Nike, he still has Nike, right? Or not?
Yeah, but because
he apologized.
He got it back because he apologized. That's
Jeff,
come on,
if
really?
He didn't apologize, the deals. Yeah. If you're talking about the people's recognition, I understand. Yeah. The deals are going. But he didn't insult just anybody.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is. Who we insult? That's what it is.
I know.
That's what it is. They make jokes about that's if you think about it.
But
if you think about that, and I'm not going to go too deep into it because I don't want to. But if you think about it, the backlash, whenever I think about comedians getting major backlash for their jokes, it's always when it's jokes about that community.
Yeah, always.
When it's major backlash. I'm trying to think of another one, but in the recent years.
Come on, you know another group, though.
No, but not in recent years. Because I don't think...
It's more frequent, though. Years.
Not in recent years. It's more because they did that to Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Burr has gotten that one. Even Jerry Seinfeld, they came at him.
Yes, yes.
And it's always that same.
Yeah,
for the same
space. That same space
of for almost the same kind of
similar. Yeah.
Similar jokes.
But they doubled down. Like most of them doubled down, and nothing happened. Okay, but they didn't have
because if the when
you they fucking killed Chappelle over his joke.
Yeah, but he doubled down in the next
one.
Yeah. But the double down.
He never said.
The double down shows something important. Yeah. The double down shows something important. It shows why you're in the game. Even I'm not talking about a double down in comedy only, but also in hip hop or any other space. It shows if you're going for money and fame or if you're really trying to do this because you love it.
No, I think it shows you believe and you believe in what you're saying.
No,
I see what he means.
If you don't double down, you go for money. Because you want to keep every possible deal. You want to be PG. You want to do that.
I don't know if that's...
If you double down, I think you're going for real... If you believe your craft is good enough and you think you're doing well, I think you go for the...
I don't know. I think it's about the inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's about... If we just take it away from this, right?
Yeah.
And away from this particular joke that Kevin Hart made, just in a very general sense, if we look at cancel culture, right? Any kind of cancel culture. One thing I think that you actually hurt yourself when they say, okay, you're canceled, and you actually try and fix it.
Exactly.
As awful as that is, because some people definitely deserve to be canceled, right? The best example to me, and I'm not in support, I'm not for this at all.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
A major disclaimer. But it's Trump.
100%. That is his tactic. That is exactly what he taught us. Exactly.
If you do something fucked up and people criticize you, because if you look at, and the Earth is Trump, he's falling apart now. Right, but the early Trump, back when he still had when he still had the sauce,
we could whip something up in the evening.
It was surreal watching him with reporters because they legit didn't. They're used to talking to public figures,
exactly.
They're used to a certain kind of response.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to do. So you said they don't know
what to do with
yes,
it.
Yes, I did, and we should build a wall because they're all rapists.
Yes,
wait, what?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. You repeated. That's what you're saying? Yes. Okay. Just even recently with the coronavirus, it's like, oh, well, why are you calling it China virus? Because it's offensive. Because it's from China.
That's wild. Yeah.
But it's offensive. It's from China.
Yeah.
No, they don't know. And they don't know. They don't know what to do.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. If you do that, people don't even know what to do. Now, he's a horrible person. Horrible things he said. And you shouldn't behave that way. You shouldn't do that. However, if you do say something that you really do stand for and that I think would be something you can stand for.
And plus,
if you
show
it's in a certain space.
If
you show some kind of moral compass.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes sense to stand for, then that would be the way to approach it. I wouldn't back out of it.
But if you say something offensive,
then obviously you should apologize.
Then the problem with Kevin Hart is that he has been too wishy-washy to many subjects. He's been sometimes here.
He should apologize for that joke.
Yes.
He should. But he did, was his argument.
Yes. Exactly.
So now the question is, how does this work? What's the statute of limitations? You have to apologize every
year.
You
should not even
apologize at different stages.
But that's exactly what he also said.
You should not even question that.
What are you talking about? What? Question what?
I think that in that case, he should have been assertive and said, I think it should be this way. Either apologize immediately again, or just say, hey, my apology still stands.
It's like how they tried to catch Drake on one. Remember that? Tried to catch Drake with the old clip of him making out with a girl at a party. No, at a performance.
Oh, yeah.
At a performance. Mm-hmm. It was on a performance. And one of the girls came to the stage making out. Apparently, she was like 17 or something.
Yeah.
Remember, and they put that clip around. Oh, see Drake. I was like,
okay, old.
And then when that happens, you have two choices, and both choices are fine. And the way you handle both choices can give you the same outcome.
If you do something that's offensive or wrong, you should definitely apologize and not do that.
100%.
That's 1,000%.
Before we wrap up, I want to just talk about this Dave Chappelle thing. What he said about there, like the contract dealings.
Jeff is inspired.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just an interesting thing. We were talking about comedy anyways. Like in his Unforgiven mini special, what is it? Mini special talk, story time.
You know what my thought is on it though? Everyone's talking about what he said. Everyone's talking about what he said. I think what he did is far more fascinating. I don't think people are talking about that enough.
Explain what he did.
He did a stand-up. He did stand-up storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. This is a new format that he's inventing right in front of us.
It's
the second time he's done it.
He told one three time, stories. Just
Yeah, but it's the second time he did it.
Yeah, he did the first time.
When he went into George Floyd and what was going
in
on
Ohio,
there.
That
and then now he's doing the same thing again. It's almost like an Insta-live, but then produced.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
And I think that that's actually what we should be talking about. Like, is this the new, can people do this? Is this the new wave? No. Is this a new?
Few people can do this.
I think people could do it.
I don't think.
I think this is the day and age where someone could do it. Well, not just anybody. Don't get me wrong.
Yes. You need to have built some rapport with the audience.
You also need incredible presence. And
storytelling.
You need to be able to do that.
You need
he knows how to. It's not awkward. It's not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. Just like, he's Dave Chappelle. He's talking.
Yeah,
so be quiet. That's it. This is very simple.
Yeah.
This requires crazy skill to do this.
I think that's the most, that's all I want to say. I think that's the more fascinating thing. And I haven't seen people talk about that very much.
Okay, get into what he actually said.
So,
I'm just telling the story.
He was talking about the fact that he told a bunch of stories, like I said before. But the ultimate thing is he talked about how his old show, The Chappelle Show, is now streaming on streaming services. He got to know that through messages online and everything. And when he figured out, he called Netflix and told him, hey, I don't feel all right about this. I think we should do something about it. And Netflix said, you're right. We're going to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
HBO, the company that he pitched the Chappelle Show to before that, he pitched it to Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him basically like, nah, we don't need you. We can do this ourselves. They are streaming it now on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically saying, don't stream that shit. I'm not getting paid. I was robbed when I was young. Technically, Comedy Central and HBO Max and all the companies streaming it are completely in their right, but I don't feel good about it. I feel like I've been wronged. I feel like be paid.
It's morally wrong.
Morally, it's wrong. Technically, it's correct.
Contractually,
legally, it's correct. So he's basically saying, boycott me, boycott the Chappelle Show by not watching the Chappelle Show on any streaming service or anywhere else.
Yeah.
So, and unless they pay him, he wants everybody to do that unless they pay him and give him his due royalties.
Mm.
Yeah. So that was the talk he was doing. And basically, like he said, immediately after he had a talk with Netflix, the show disappeared from Netflix. It was a big release for Netflix. They really promoted that thing. I saw it on my app, like, hey, the Chappelle Show is here. And I thought, oh, I'm going to watch that at some point. But then they removed it like 2 days later.
Yeah, because Dave, asked them to remove
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And yeah. that in itself
and
is
Netflix
already...
And Netflix respected his wishes because, yeah.
That in itself is already pretty incredible. That doesn't happen too often where a company really deletes something.
Yeah, but also, let's keep it being. I mean, you pissed this guy off. What kind of comedy specials you want to do now?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
That is true.
I'm not watching anything.
That is interesting. To this day, HBO has not taken it off. They are fully in their right to keep it. Yeah.
Okay, and what do you think about that situation?
They made Game of Thrones, so I don't give a fuck.
With
Kendrick. With Dave.
Dave is not gonna get his money.
Yeah, but HBO, you understand, they made Jon Snow, so they don't give a fuck about nobody. Nobody has to say.
Maybe Netflix can give him some royalty of how much. Maybe Netflix can give him some money per stream or something at some point, but I don't even assume they're gonna do that.
Well, no, this goes to Comedy Central. They hold the license, they hold the rights.
And Comedy Central's not doing shit either.
That shit.
Viacom, MTV is not gonna do it.
Too much money.
It's crazy.
It's too much money.
That stuff is old, but so relevant.
So in that situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is a person to do?
What he did. He did the one thing. He said it himself in the special, in the video. He did the one thing that nobody's actually supposed to do, but the one thing you can only do. You appeal to your customer, and your customer is...
Why are you calling them customers? Viewer. Like, all those, like, continue, whatever.
No.
Because he works at a bank. That's how he talks. That's what he's on. That's the energy he's on.
Y'all disgust me, man.
Your supporters, your fans.
Your audience. Yeah,
the people you're talking to. No, he appeals to them, and he tries to get... He's basically trying to get action by putting them into action, telling them, hey, do this for me, and I maybe can give you more. I don't know. He's just doing that, something like that. And I see that as his only option. Like he said, he asked his agent in the story, he says as well, you cannot do anything. His agent told him straight up.
Can Kevin Hart come on a stage and just tell a story?
No.
I disagree.
I think he's a very good storyteller, actually.
I think he wouldn't. That's his problem. But I think skill wise, absolutely.
Because I've seen a few interviews.
I wonder if he can listen.
And he's a very he can storytell like one of the best.
If he stops with the bullshit and actually comes and tells us something real, also not some bullshit about your son again.
But that's what
tell us what happened in that hotel room.
Exactly.
Yes, he can definitely.
That story would be great, but that would hurt his.
He could definitely
endorsement deals.
No, but he could even come and talk about what's going on now, about how everyone call him trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He could definitely do it. He
exactly.
Do it. Like, in terms of the
be vulnerable.
The ability,
I think
the ability is definitely
vulnerability.
There.
Vulnerability, to be
just
honest.
The business
yeah.
mentality, whatever it is not allowed.
Something
to do.
About
I definitely
it.
Think he could do
yeah.
it.
But I think he has to hit rock bottom, like really rock bottom. Somebody has to leave him or something. I'm not wishing anything upon whatever.
I hope this dude is doing well. I hope he does well.
Something has to happen in his life for him to.
It could be this special that flopped.
Hopefully
that's enough. I don't. Want
hopefully this is enough. Yeah,
you
I don't want
some
it.
Weird shit happening.
No, I saw him promoting the
Dude,
No. The
This man went through accidents and everything.
What? Fucking voodoo shit you are.
No. I hope this is enough. This kickstarts him. Like he went already through too many crazy shit this and last year.
Who you got in the versus? Amy Schumer or Kevin Hart?
Kevin. I'm not.
Okay, who you got in the versus? The Kevin Hart of the last stand-up show or Amy Schumer?
Kevin Hart.
All right.
I cannot. Wait, you debating this?
I'm just putting it on.
The last mind. Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So the last one we talked about.
Just, oh, no, yeah.
Just that one. Just only the zero.
Just that
Kevin.
One.
Just that guy.
Oh, Amy Schumer?
Versus
yes.
whole Amy Schumer.
I would choose Amy Schumer.
No.
Okay. We got ourselves a conversation.
No. No.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
No. I'm
she low-key got some jokes sometimes. Honestly. Low-key.
We're talking about her whole catalog.
The whole
catalog. Versus the
just that one stand-up.
To me, it's not enough.
Nah, man.
It's not enough.
No, she low-key got some jokes sometimes.
Kevin as well. This Kevin could also look.
Not in that stand-up. Not in that stand-up.
He could low-key also have some jokes. No, I think he should have. We said a lot. We went all kinds of places. But I genuinely think it's just an okay stand-up special. It's not great.
It's horrible.
Meanwhile, Chris Rock is starring in Fargo.
Yes.
Yeah.
It all matters. It's like you got this guy. He's doing his thing. They're doing their thing.
He was in Saw. You know that, right? Like the prequel of Saw. Who? Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
horror, in a horror movie.
Mm. The movie, the no horror series, yeah. No, but right now he's killing it in Fargo. That's, it's a very big deal.
It's
very big
it's
lead role in Fargo is a big, very big
deal. It's dope to see. Small thing. It's crazy to see these.
Well, it's just that show. That show, and to play a lead, you're talking about.
I mean, it's just, it's a crazy lineup.
But I can watch the status that. Of that. I can watch that, those episodes with Chris Rock, and still, it would still make sense, right?
Yeah, it's an anthology, completely separate.
Yeah, it's
the latest season. It's very good, also.
What happened to True Detective?
Mahershala Ali did his thing in the third.
Yeah, and that's about it, eh?
Just kind of caught on left. True Detective takes a very long time to make because the writer writes all of the episodes by himself.
Ah, okay.
Why is that?
That's just how he rolls.
Some people roll like that.
That's just his thing. So he writes it as one business, like almost like a long movie, and then they cut it. Mm. I think the guy from Fargo also might do that, but I'm not sure. Mm. But Fargo also takes a while.
Yeah. Fargo also has quite some breaks.
We're going on a tangent, man. Like,
yeah, we're wrapping
up. Chris Rock is in Fargo, and Kevin Hart has a shitty stand-up. That was my point.
Yeah, okay.
Eddie
yeah.
was doing a movie on Netflix as well.
Oh,
Eddie's Dynamite. Dolomite was great.
He's also doing Coming to America too.
What? That's right.
He's doing Coming to America.
Coming to America too.
HBO Max, right?
It might be. I have to check that. I am watching that.
100%.
I need to get HBO.
I'm going to watch the old one first. Then I'm going to watch the second one. I'll make my girlfriend watch it. I know she's seen all that.
I'm going to need
history lessons.
I'm going to need to check if my girl saw that as well. Shit.
Yes. All right.
Thank you for listening. We are the Three Angry Men. You can find us on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud.
Perfect. What? You killed it.
All these platforms.
That was a great outro.
Please like, comment, and do whatever.
It was.
Let us know what you want us to talk about, whatnot. Do you hate us, love us, whatever.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, we have to fade it out. But our Spotify numbers came in. You saw that?
Yeah.
Our end of the year Spotify numbers.
Oh, yeah. But before we go out, people are actually listening.
Yeah, seriously.
No, you're surprised. Like, you're surprised.
No.
You're the worst ambassador.
Hold on. Fade the thing out. Fade it.
He's the worst ambassador ever. Like,
just cut it and fade it. Ever.